हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनभुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तमाभिर्विश्वावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
We were still on the footnote, no? We're on page 5?
Yeah. Just got to the footnote.
Yeah? On the second page, though, no?
We finished the first footnote.
Because you finished the first page, no?
Yes.
But not the second page of the footnote. Yeah. Hence, in this introductory verse, both the internal and external reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent are hinted at. To widely preach Krishna consciousness according to logic and reason, and to experience the sublime heights of spiritual taste. Because we see that in the Gaura Mantra, then that's the element, is that of preaching and that of tasting, right? Mm-hmm. So preaching, the association, the close association of devotees, and tasting this aspect of the sublime heights of spiritual taste. According to the Vaishnava literary convention of Anubhava, Anubandha Chatushtaya, one can imply that the adhikari, qualification of a student to study Tattva Vivek, is that of sadhana bhakta. The vastu nir deshatmaka, subject matter of the book, is the examination of materially tinged philosophies in relation to Lord Chaitanya's teachings. The assimilation which will lead to the prayojana, result of proper study and application, directly seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the embodiment of eternity, knowledge, bliss, and the taste of nectar. Right, so that establishes what the book is, this discussion on the first verse. Right? Another significant word in this verse is anubhava, perception and realization. According to the Chaitanya Shikshamrita, there are five ingredients to pure knowledge. One, Pareshanubhava, realization of the Supreme Lord. Two, Svanubhava, realization of the self of the jiva. Three, Swadharmanubhava, realization of Swadharma. You know, it means, in other words, what is the actual eternal relationship of the jiva. Phalanubhava, realization of the results of action. You know, it means you do material, you get that. You do spiritual, you get that. And virodhanubhava, realization of contrary factors. In other words, what's going to get in the way of devotional service? Right? What devotional service gives and what actually gets in the way. These categorizations also apply to impure knowledge as well. Every philosopher, according to their level of realization, propounds a certain concept of absolute reality, the nature of the individual within it, the activities which connect the self with ultimate reality, the result and experience of such action, and finally, knowledge of contrary antagonistic ideas. Right. So what we see is that this deals, you know, also with it's not specific, it's just a different, because our general, the Upanishadic, is you're dealing God, the living entity, the material world, right? Then the process of elevation and your goal. It means the result, having elevated yourself, what you're going to get. what's the relationship with God and the jiva after that elevation, right? So then, this also then gets into that, but it's talking about the pure knowledge itself. So then, realization of the Lord, realization of the jiva, realization of what's the actual activity of the nature of the jiva, and then the results. So we also see that we get there. So if you're discussing the Supreme Lord, because the material world becomes part of that, because in the Dasamul, then when you're discussing the Supreme Lord, then there's 3 points. So he's the Lord of, you know, he, all energies are coming from him. So that means internal, external, and jiva, right? But because the discussion is how the jiva is going to go back to Godhead, then the next group is about jiva. So you don't have a separate topic as such category of the living of the material nature, because that's covered when you deal with the Supreme Lord and what is your actual swadharma. Because you think it's doing dharma here or a dharma. You know, you make up your own dharma or you follow the Vedic dharma. You think that's the swadharma of the jiva, but actually, you know, the element that it's the transcendental, right? And then realization of the results of that, so then what can be gained? So that means the love of God, because the material only gives those temporary results, the others give permanent. Then what you should avoid, right? So in other words, you describe the whole process of what should be done, what's the actual facts, what should be done, then what to avoid, right? So this is a very practical application of pure knowledge here. These categories... Okay. Tattva Vivek will use this scheme to boil each and every kind of philosophy down to its essence. Then, in the conclusion, it establishes the pure knowledge, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, by the same framework. Right? So, in other words, here it'll keep going back and forth. Yes?
If some philosophy doesn't have all those five ingredients, can be said that it's not pure knowledge, or it's not based on pure knowledge?
Well, if it actually has real knowledge of the Supreme Lord, means, because it says here realization, so how to realize. So that means you have to hear, you know, in other words, what have you heard, what knowledge you've heard, how you've practiced it, and therefore then the realization. Okay. Right? So they'll all have something of this.
They should have.
Basically, they always will, because the thing is they're going to have to establish themselves, and most all philosophies are established where they're surrounded by, you know, more theistic or religious people. So they'll have to address in some point the element of supreme. But even if it's not, like Charvak, it's not about God. Supreme is just enjoyment, right? You know, the Atma is the body. And the enjoyment is the supreme, so therefore, you know, your swadharma is just enjoying yourself. Beg, borrow, steal, but get ghee, right? You know. And so what is contrary factors? Mustard oil. Right? You know, we want ghee, right? You know, so that's you know. So you can say his philosophy will fit. It's just, you know, because everybody has some supreme. It's supposed to be the Supreme Lord, but the point is even anything that anybody's seeing that they take as supreme, what is actually the supreme element is God's potency within it. So even they don't understand that. That's why Vedanta can, you know, absorb anything else. Right? Because in synthesis, it means what you're presenting is broader and already includes what the other person has said. So that's the thing, it's just not you have to go against it, you just absorb it. You know, just like Ramanuja's doing with the monists, the Mayavadis, is that he's presenting actually pure Vaishnava monism, that the Lord and his creation are non-different. Right? So therefore, everything that they talk about in Vedanta, he talks about. But he talks beyond what they talk about. And he can explain things that they can't explain in their own philosophy. So therefore, he just absorbs their philosophy into his. Right? Does that make sense? And so then the conclusion is, actual liberation is, you know, service in the Supreme Lord. That will be very, very distinct in the next philosophy. That's, you know, Madhva makes that very strong point. Right? Because he uses, you know, liberation and these kind of terms, and that meaning that you'll do that through bhakti in this, but then Mud will make it very clear. No, if you're not in a relationship with the Lord on the eternal platform, you're not liberated. You know, that's his point. You know. You can call it liberated, but you're not. You know. If the guy gets $100, hey, I'm rich, I'm rich. No, when you have $1 billion, you're rich. Otherwise, you know, keep your mouth shut.
Stop wasting my time.
Yeah, like that. Like that. Okay. Koham Bakim, text 2. Koham Bakim Idam Vishvam Advayo Ko Nyavo Dhruvam Atmanam Nivrito Jiva Prichati Jnana Siddhaye. Who am I? What is this world? What relation have I with this world? To learn the truth, the soul in this material world will always ask himself these questions. That's also the opening. That's a Kim. It's also the verse in the Dasamu, near Yas, I think. He uses the same one. Okay, footnote 2. Sanatan Goswami proposes similar questions to Lord Chaitanya. Who am I? Why do the threefold miseries always give me trouble? Right? The miseries. If I do not know this, how can I be benefited? Actually, I do not know how to inquire about the goal of life and the process for attaining it. Being merciful upon me, please explain all these truths. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 20:103-104. Right, so here is that also, how do you inquire? If you don't know about transcendence, how do you inquire about transcendence? Right? So then that's his point, is that, so I don't even know how to inquire about transcendence. So you please, you know, be merciful and explain all these things. Right? Okay. Commentary by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Many days after their birth, human beings finally attain good knowledge of sense objects. Because right? In the womb, it's not a whole lot happening in the way of sense objects. Right? The outside world perceived by the senses is called Vishaya, the world of sense objects. As the sensory powers grow, a child becomes increasingly aware of the world of sense objects. Tasting pleasure there, he is drawn into the world of sense objects. Thus attracted to the world of sense objects, a human being thinks of and acts for nothing else. Becoming a constant companion, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell gradually turn the human mind into their slave. In this way, human beings are plunged in the world of sense objects. Death must come, and when it does, I will have no relationship with this world of sense objects. When this thought arises, a fortunate person turns from the world of sense objects and yearns to know the truth. He then asks these questions: Who am I? The person who perceives this world. What is this world? What relation have I with this world? Right. So in other words, who am I that's perceiving the world? Because the point is the body will die, but I don't feel that temporary kind of interest, right? One wants to live forever, you know, think forever. So who am I actually that's thinking all these things? Right. So what is the world? And what is my relationship? Because the world is here, but how is it actually acting? So what is my actual relationship with it? Mm-hmm. Riti. A detailed technical explanation of the quote world of sense objects is given in Chaitanya Shikshamrita. Every object, Vishaya, has a dharma. Right? That dharma is not separate from the object. This is something very important. Well, you know, one may say, oh, this is technical, but this is what actually makes everything work. Mm-hmm. You understand, means dharma means understanding the nature of that you can't separate from the object. Because if that's there, you won't ask those questions. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, why would you say that? You know, it's just like I was just somehow or another why. Just thinking. Father was telling me this story about this person. He had this horse, and it was so well trained. You know? I mean, it could do anything. It was, you know, a stunt horse. It could do any kind of trick, anything. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, he asked, the guy asked, he just showed me tricks. And so he asked him, okay, so now what do you want me to do? Like that. And then they shouted out, make him stand still. Right? Because these highly trained horses, that's one thing they cannot do is stand still. They always have to move. Hmm. They're just so hyper, they can't not move. But the point is then they feel, ha, now we've asked you to do a trick you can't do. You know, but that would be like you have the dog trainer. Okay, he can do any trick. What do you want me to do? Make him climb a tree. You know, it's that means you don't know the dharma. Why would you ask that? Why would they feel, see, we got him? you know, because they didn't get them. A horse can do what a horse can do, right? That's why you're there. You're watching because he's a horse, right? You know, if he jumped over something and it was a kid, it's like, you know, who's going to watch, right? You know, kid jumps over your couch all day. It's not that you come in here, charge tickets at the door, people come, wow, cool, you know, like that. It's not happening, right? Like that. So the thing is, one has to know the nature of something. Otherwise, we'll have an illusory concept of who we are, what we're dealing with. And the illusion is always, I can take something that doesn't have the ability to do what I want it to do and expect it to do that. And when it doesn't do that, I will become upset, disappointed, and, you know, sad. Yes.
Isn't it similar with people?
Exactly. You have to know what's the nature of people. If you don't know
expectations of other people.
Sorry. Yeah.
Expectations of them to perform a certain
That's why you have to know what the nature is. It's not that you can take anything and make it's just like this. If you take clay, what can you make it into?
Ashtray.
Pots. An ashtray, okay, that's the standard one. Yeah, okay.
Sculptures,
pots. Okay. Can you turn it into lunch? No. But worms will eat it for lunch. You understand? What can you do with the cauliflower?
Pakoras.
Hmm? Make pakoras. Okay. But no ashtrays. You know what I'm saying? Because it means you could. It means you put the cigarette there, you know, to hold it, but it'll kind of make the round of the thing damp, so it won't burn so well. So you wouldn't want to use it.
So then I guess.
You understand? So you have to know what people are. But we just take it, people are people, whatever they are. But people aren't just people. People have a nature. Everything that you're dealing with has a nature. You don't understand that, you fail. You become disappointed. So even if you understand the material nature, understand what you can get from the material nature, unfortunately, it's not the nature of the soul. So therefore, again, there'll be disappointment. So ultimately, you have to know what is the sudharma of the jiva, and therefore, he can't actually get anything from the material world. You can't. You're hungry. You can't eat these rocks. You know. I mean, of course, there's the guys in the Guinness Book of World Records, but the point is that I don't think it was necessarily nourishing. You know, they probably didn't exclusively eat that helicopter. I'm sure that they ate something else along the way also, you know, some, like that, I think it was Scottish guys, so probably some haggis or something, right? You know, but it wasn't just, you know, a helicopter.
It sounds so easy to say that, to know what something's nature is.
No, it's easy because that's the principle.
That's the principle.
You have to do it.
I guess I'm wondering, like, in terms of Varnashram Dharma, it seems so simple. You know,
it is simple.
But it seems like much more challenging. Most people I talk to are like, I don't know what I am. You know, I don't know what.
Because they don't want to know what they are. You know, ask them what they want for lunch. They know that. What are you going to wear? That they know. Right? Because they think about it. But they don't want to think about who they are. Are they married or not? Hmm? You know what I'm saying? So if they're married, they're grihasthas. If they're not married, they're either before they get married, so they're in the brahmachari level, or it's they retired from marriage, or are they renounced from marriage, right? Is there a fifth position? No.
What about in terms of brahmana, vaishya?
Okay, so in that, do you make your money through knowledge? Do you make your money through administration? Do you make your money through business, banking, you know, farming, all that? Or do you make your money by assisting someone else who's doing the other three? That's it. That's Varnashram.
Sounds simple.
It is simple, but no one wants to be the Shudra. That's all. That's all. It's a matter of prestige. It's not a matter of knowledge. You can figure out what someone else's is, you know, within a few seconds.
Yeah. And sometimes, though, it is described, oh, a Shudra nature, and that's low class. It's
low class, but low class amongst human beings. But lower than human beings are Malechas and Yavanas. Those are just, you know, upfront tribals. You know what I'm saying? Germans are Germanic tribes. You know? Does that make sense? You never heard of the invasion of the Germanic tribes? So if they settle down in one place and start some farming, they're still not tribals? They still have the same mentality, same everything. You know? Instead of riding a horse, they make nice cars now, okay? Yes. But you know what I'm saying? A tribal could drive a car. Yes.
Maharaj, I just wanted to clarify. The vana, is it actually the occupation you are doing, or is it qualities that you have? So how do you distinguish, in fact, what is...
Means you have the both. The point is if you're doing the occupation that it matches your nature, you'll be good at it and you'll be satisfied. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, you won't be satisfied.
So many people are in that category, though.
Yeah, but they're just not satisfied because they're not doing the right shudra job. You know what I'm saying? Here's another thing. Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they're taking a risk. You make money, you don't make money. You know, your administration goes nicely, they topple you. You know, you give out the knowledge. Maybe they give you money for it, maybe not. You know what I'm saying? They're taking risks. Shudras don't take risks. That's why they want a 9-to-5 job that they know how much they'll get. That's a quality. So that's why Shudras go for that. It's stable. They don't want to do the other things because it's not necessarily stable. You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference. With that. Now, the thing is to know what is your art and then be involved in that. So that's the problem. An artist means they have a particular art through which they want to express themselves. You're in the wrong art, they're not satisfied. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense. You know. Does that make sense? You know, the concert, you know, how you say... flautist, you know, if you give him a didgeridoo, he may not be satisfied.
I was thinking that Srila Prabhupada, he was mentioned often blind leading the blind. Is that, you know, for the people, they don't know what that they themselves doing and then preach it to others? Is that it?
That's there, but you do have that the people who are leading society, they actually know who they are. But the problem is it's blind because the point of Varnashram is just as a medium to connect yourself to the Lord. How to have a social system that you can very nicely be God conscious and be successful. So in that way you have blind leading the blind.
So they don't
it means the businessman knows he's a businessman.
Yeah.
You know. The person in the administration, they know who they are.
You but on transcendental level, they don't.
They have no idea. So that's actually where they're blind. We're not saying blind, they have no skill. See, that's the generally thing. It's that, we'll take it as that, you know, they're fools. That means they have no intelligence at all. No, their intelligence is misguided, right? The guy is, you know, high IQ, you know, multiple PhD, all these different things. So he is smart, but his smartness is misdirected. You know? That's the thing. So that's the point, is why are they leaders? Because they do know. And they know what to do with the others to do whatever that they want to get. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. These are planned by people. You know, there's not an overall world, you know, plan. You know, no one's that... You have to have good karma to do that. You know, no one has that good a karma. Right, Prabhupada said, the Queen of England, she was the most pious, you know, lady on the planet. You know, that was when before she paid tax. You know, probably now she's less pious. You know, like that. But it's like, so she was the best. So they're not, you know, got the finger in everything. And then you got, you know, the little, whatever it is, those little 3-foot guys in Zurich or something. You know, the pinstripe suits and that. You know, it means everybody has a little niche, you know. But it's not that there's one controlling over the whole thing. It's just they have their area and they know how to make money off of this. You know, you pitch this country against the other, you know, then you make money. You know, you get the people to, you know, think that if I have stuff, I'll be happy. They buy, you make money. They know these things, they plan it, you know. And so if you think this is real, then... That's what they want you to do. You know what I'm saying? But the point is Varnashram is real simple because it's principle based. then detail, then to get into it. It might take quite a while to figure out exactly what's the nature. But the general nature you generally figure out quite quickly. Like that. Difficulty is no one wants to be the shooter because, much as you were saying, you know, low class scum, you know, you find them on the bottom of your shoes. Oh no, I got another shoe, bro. Like that. Don't worry, I have a foot mat. Okay, thank you. You know, like that. But the point is from where maleches are, shudras are up. You know what I'm saying? What they're thinking is low class, is they're thinking that unsophisticated tribals, they're low class. But they're sophisticated tribals, so they're better. You know, that's all. Yes?
I don't know if it's always that easy, because like this morning you were saying that you can have mixed, and there's like...
Yeah, but you know what the mixes are.
Because I sometimes...
You know what I'm saying?
I sometimes think I'm everything. Like, what about...
No, but which ones are you willing to take a risk on?
Well, I like shudra because it means you can do anything. You can just count it.
Yeah, but the point is that shudra is not a problem because things don't... You can't do business unless there's shudras. You can't run an administration without shudras. You know what I'm saying? So the point is shudra simply means the common person. That's all it means. Then you have the leaders of the common person. And there's leaders in three fields. Knowledge, administration, and economics. Because they need all those three to run the society. So that's all there is. You know what I'm saying?
But I was just wondering what happens, like, you were saying that you, whichever one you make your money, that's how you can tell. But what about if you haven't really been making any money before? Like, you haven't really gone there.
It's called the dole.
Yeah. Yeah, so then what?
Then what are you doing with your time? If you're sitting around drinking slabs of tinnies, then I would have the tendency to put it, you know, some end down there with the shudras. If you spend your time studying Bhagavatam all day, then, you know, we might put it up at the other end.
Well, I was spending my time looking for Krishna.
Okay, so then that's useful.
But in my astrology thing, it says I'm a Vaishya, but I've got no inclination for any of those things. So,
do you like to take up little projects that get something done, even though it doesn't make money?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Vaishya that doesn't make money.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? In other words, they can do very responsible, need intelligence and everything that are short-term, that you can see the result coming. And then when it's accomplished, go on to the next one. That's what they do. So they're generally in responsible positions of those who can, actually make profit and make money, because they do have to be taken care of.
So that's not necessarily.
Okay. You know. At the same time is that because Vaishya is dvija, so they're interested in the spiritual life. But at the same time, jivas are always there, they're by nature spiritual. So on the ashram side, everybody can be interested in spiritual life. You know? But its point is how you make your money. Because the point is in spiritual life, it's already identified what you do. You know, you get up, you take your bath, you go to the temple, you chant, you associate with the devotees, that's all there. That is already established, and everybody does the same thing. There's some difference. You know, like, you know, you have a bigger shower head, they have a smaller shower head. You know, things like that. You know, but that's not the make it or break it, you know. Does that make sense? It's how you make your money, because the point is if you are a shudra, that means you have to listen to the guy that is employing you. That's what it means. That's why you have to know Brahmacharya Vaishut, so you know who listens to who. Does that make sense? So that's the point. And what you're listening for. The businessman listens to his shudras on, you know, what's selling, you know, what kind of, you know, trends are there, so that he knows what to go out and buy, right? And then he has a guy, a shudra, who goes out and does the buying. Right? So he may just sit there and absolutely, it looks like he does nothing. He just sits there and chews pawn. Right? Because the guy's cleaning the shop, they're obviously Shudras. The guy's, all the salesmen are Shudras. The guy running the business, and that's a Shudra. The marketer guy is a Shudra. The advertisement guy is a Shudra. They're all Shudras. Right? And they're all doing all this kind of thing. He just sits there, but he has the brains because all he thinks about is economics all day. Well, all they think about is finishing a job and going home. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you, why you have to know who's who, because then your economics work. You know what I'm saying? So that's the point. Otherwise, if you don't, you don't know the nature of it. Okay, now you have a business, right? People are working for the business. And they want money. And now that they feel the guy is not giving enough money, okay, then they complain. Okay, fair enough. But if they go on strike, you know, close down his business so he can't do business, how are they going to get paid? Right? And so they're taking a risk that it will be closed. Many businesses just fold. Right? And then those guys are out of a job. So you could say, but no, see, they're willing to take the risk. No, they weren't willing to take the risk. It's the union leader is willing to take the risk. Because if they do get the raise, he gets a percentage of everybody's raise. So he's the businessman. So it's businessman against businessman. Just this guy uses his workers against him. That's all. So it's not the nature of business. It means it's how this guy makes business, but it's not actually profitable to making business run nicely. It's just a business. You know what I'm saying? So the point is you have to know the nature of something if you want it to work right. You know, it sounds like, oh no, the rights of the people, like that, but the government should do that. The government should just look at it and make a law, that's all. Not that he should leave it out for the people to, one businessman to harass another and go shut down his business. Does that make sense? So it still comes back to not knowing the Dharma. You can't separate. So the point is, since you can't separate it, this modern idea is that you can change anything, do anything you want, we don't have to listen to the Vedic thing. I mean, that all that it is saying is I don't accept that there's an inherent God-given nature in things, and therefore there's a God-given thing that it should be doing. In principle, details are always change. Right? You communicate. So previously people would talk, or you could send letters, or you could, you know, do through literature, like that. But now you have phones, you have so many other things that you can use. But the principle of how you communicate still stays the same. You know, you don't behave nice, people still don't like it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Where's a good place to find out about what the details of what we're talking about? Like according to the Vedas?
Prabhupada talks about that in the purports. He's always talking about that. But you have to look at what's the nature of it, not necessarily what they're doing. Because that's the point, is that what they're doing is simply to accomplish that nature. Like the Vaishya has to make profit. Now, they have a variety of ways they can make profit. Through many different mediums, through the land, through the cows, through businesses, through banking. You know, and then each one of those has so many varieties. You know what I'm saying? So the point is those are details, but the principle is always the same. If you leave the principle, then you've lost actually the thing. So that means Brahmins, it's studying teaching. Kshatriyas, it's protecting the people. Vaishyas, it's making profit. And Shudras, it's assisting others. Does that make sense? Because one may say, no, but it's about the art. Mozart died poor. Nobody cared about it. When he was 6, he played for the empress. He was a court musician. But he died with nothing. So the point is, the people don't appreciate, the Shudra's nothing. They appreciate, he's something. That's why their anxiety is fame. And when that fame goes down, then they lament. And when they lament, they get into drugs. It's just, it's normal. That's just the cycle. Right.
but even when they're famous, they lament and get into drugs.
Generally, when it's going up, they don't lament so much. It's when the popularity starts to go. You know, that strange guy, you know, from Korea does some stupid dance, and now he's the man. You know, it's like, you know, that's when they start to lament.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah, because you know you couldn't get away with something as stupid as that.
So what do you have to do now?
Yeah, you know. Of course, you could invite him to your show, you know, like that. That works. But does that make sense? If it doesn't make sense, don't worry about it.
So what's the problem with a Vaishya that's not interested in making any money? Is that
it's not that they're not interested, it's just that drive's not there. There's less passion.
But that's going to be a problem,
right? No, because people, you need that kind of person to get things done, because there's always things to get done that require responsibility that just an ordinary person can't do.
Can you just give a quick example?
You have a specific project, but you have to have brains. You have to see the opportunities and all this. So they can see all that, but it's just they don't look at it from the economic standpoint.
Okay.
But, you know, so the less mental, the artist, then there's always them can be the mentalness. You know, and in this kind of thing, you don't want the mentalness. Right? But it has to be short term. Because otherwise, what's the profit is just getting it done, right? For the businessman, these big guys, they make a 20-year plan. So it's made going this and that, but after 20 years, they have a huge business. But 20 years is too long for a Vaishya who doesn't make money. It has to be, you have to, the profit is seeing the progress, seeing the management working. Does that make sense? Yeah. So in other words, don't take on a project that takes longer than what you're willing to put up with. Yes.
So the benefit of actually knowing the nature would be that it would be easier to engage a second level nature in the primary.
Yes. Yeah, because if you know what you're supposed to do, then you just do it. You know that's what you get, that's what you're getting out of it, and then you can just get on with life. You know, but if you think I'm this, I'm that, I'm so many things, and you try so many things, and it doesn't work. You know, so it's just that's the. You know, also if it's not working, then you understand why, because it's not the nature. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's the thing. It means if you're a manager, then if you get in and manage, it'll work. If you're not a manager, but you fancy yourself to be one, then if you're not getting results, you know, that means you're not a manager. Figure out something else.
All right. Modern stories, they all tell that those like Ford and all these guys, they were not successful from the first time. It took them quite some years, trials and all that. So they didn't give up.
Yeah, they didn't give up. That's why they made it to the top.
So it means that if it doesn't work and you don't give up, it doesn't mean that it's not your nature. Maybe the circumstances of it.
No, but they think money. You know, so in other words, what they're thinking, others are using it and it's working. But the point is someone who's not a manager, what he thinks doesn't work. You know what I'm saying? All right, we'll get together, we'll have a meeting, we'll work it all out, you know, and like that. But it doesn't work. Because managers don't use committees to get anything done. Right? Does that make sense? You know, they use individuals to get something done. People have skills to get something done. Does that make sense? So you have to be able to see what is the nature, how it's working, and stuff like that. But the point is they're willing to take the risk in that area. But the point is someone who's not a manager is not willing to take the risk. You know, they want a security in a certain area. Like that. So there's always these symptoms.
Are we talking about men? Mainly?
We're talking about men because then it will be very clear. Because then when you... Women means it's that plus you add the feminine nature. Feminine nature is its own nature. So if you've described... men, you've described Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, you've already discussed the same nature in the woman. But then you have that secondary element of femininity. So that's why it's also here. If you don't know what female is, then one's always going to be trying to expect it to do something that it can't or shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Because the point is the feminine being dependent, then it's also based on security. Right? It also has the element of the emotions, the lament. That's why then categorically by emotions they're put in the same as Shudras. But it doesn't mean that the person's a Shudra. They can be a Brahmin. But the point is within the Brahmins, means between a Brahmin man and a Brahmin woman, the Brahmin woman will lament more about it than the Brahmin man and feel more insecure than the Brahmin man. But now if you take a Shudra man, he may lament way more than a Brahmin woman. That's why Brahmas marry Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, Shudras. Because otherwise, then if you don't, then that state of, you know, what they expect and everything is different. So that's why you need to know these things. One could say we're devotees. Yes, that is the devotional side. But the point is these other natures, if you don't know them, then how are they going to match? Does that make sense? You know, so one has to, yeah. Okay. Every object, Vishaya, has a dharma. That dharma is not separate from the object. The swadharma, or inherent quality of the soul, is priti, or love. Other synonyms for dharma are shakti, energy, guna, quality, prakriti, nature, and vritti, character. Okay, so here's this priti, love. So that's the basic thing. So everybody's looking for love. But in the material world, it's not to be found in this pure state. But that we're looking for that interaction, this, that. Because you become somebody big, but then what? You want recognition for that. You want to interact with people like that. Does that make sense? Like Prabhupada, when he went down, it was in Boston. They're walking on the harbor there. And it's a big harbor. You know, huge boats, huge big machines and cranes and boxes. You know, it's big. You know, it's serious Ugra karma. So Prabhupada then pointed at that, you know, the whole thing, and said, what's this? And devotees, you know, they start off on their, you know, speculating, you know, like, well, is it this or is that? And, oh, demoniac, is that? And all this, you know, all different kinds of things like that. And, you know, coming up with all kinds of things. And Prabhupada says, no, sex life. And they're going, sex life? That, but it means that this guy has to make that kind of money because he doesn't want to have sex just anywhere. He wants, you know, it has to be, you know, in the penthouse suite on the Upper East Side. Otherwise, you know, it's not happening. Like that. So he has to have that. You know, so that's the bottom line. If there's no recognition, right, if there's not that interaction, then the occupation has no meaning. So that's what it boils down to.
So Freud was right? On the material life.
On one level, yes. But there are points where he said, you know, that the boys want to have sex with their mother. And Prabhupada looked at the devotee who said that and said, maybe in your country, not mine. So there is a limit. Because he only studied crazy people. He didn't study normal people. Right? So that says something. Why was he uncomfortable that he wouldn't study normal people? Because he was crazy. Right? You study what you are. Right? You know? Swajati. Yeah. Okay, so now here are the other things that why dharma, there's comes to energy, what is the effort you're willing to put in, that risk, guna, the quality, prakriti, nature, and vritti, character. Because it comes that, well, no, if the character's bad, then he can't be that. But you have the other things also. Like Ashwatthama, his energy, his quality, his nature is that of a Brahmin. And generally his character is also. But at that one point when he, you know, how you say, created all that trouble, then his character was not functioning in its natural state. So then, according to present day, we would say, well, he's not a Brahmin. He can't do those things anymore. Right? But the Pandavas didn't think like that. Because the point is that you're dealing with one out of four. So you have to know what all these four are. Right?
Right. But if something is wrong with those five, it means it has the history before that. It means something was wrong before.
Yeah.
So how can you know if those five are okay? If one.
Well, you see, what's the regular running? How does he behave on a daily basis?
But that's why Dhamma had problems always, why he was against.
I mean, she was very knowledgeable, very sattvic, learned this knowledge very well. He was the best in the, you know, the divine weapons. You know, of all the students, he was the best in that. He knows the mantras.
But Hiranyakashipu also preached nice philosophy and knew some weapons quite well. So how can we define based on?
But what does Hiranyakashipu do on a daily basis? He's not preaching philosophy. You know, he's harassing people, right?
Yeah, but then how?
You know what I'm saying? So, but so Ashwatthama on a daily basis is doing brahminical activities. So that when they make a mistake, it doesn't mean that wipes out all that.
But then, where is this mistake coming from?
Choice. There's choice. You make your choice to do that. Because at every moment you have independence. But that one choice doesn't change your nature. It may change your opportunities, but it doesn't change your nature. Because the point is that mind functions in a certain way, that intelligence, the body, the ego, it's a certain thing. You know what I'm saying? It's still what it is. I have a kitchen. It's a nice kitchen. Okay? I cook nice vegetarian foodstuffs for Krishna. Okay? But, or I go into the kitchen and cook all kinds of nonsense. It's still the same nice kitchen. Right? So we're taking it that the soul is that. No, the soul is separate, and this is the machinery he's using. He may misuse it. You can misuse the brahminical facilities, so then next life you won't have them. But in this life, he is a brahminical nature, and he has to be dealt with as a Brahmin. You know, if he proves that he's going to consistently deal in that non-brahminical way, then you can say something. But it's not that something's been going on for some time, so that's not. Because otherwise, why does Manu say, give that three-page list of Brahmins not to invite to the Shraddharites? Because they're still counted as Brahmins. But Brahmins who are, you know, a carpenter, a Brahmin who's this, a Brahmin who's that. And, you know, it's like they're not supposed to be doing that. Or even if they can't find anything else, so that's all they can find. But it's still not, it's going to affect the consciousness. And the Petris are very careful about that. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay. The only way of knowing the object is through its dharma. Fire itself cannot be known. The dharma of fire is that it burns, heats, and lights. Through the dharma of fire, the object, is known. Right? So that means if you don't know dharma, you don't have any knowledge, actually. So many are claiming that they, you know, are very knowledgeable, very skilled, but they aren't actually because they don't know the dharma of things.
So Maharaj, someone who is working on Nitya doesn't have that full knowledge, right?
No. That's why it's less. He may understand the dharma of niti, but he'll only get the results of niti. He won't get the results of dharma. Right. You know, just like if you don't know the spiritual, you don't get the spiritual results. Mm-hmm. A person may say that only the qualities exist and not the object. But the fault of that objection is that several qualities cannot conjoin without a common support. If that is the case, then not to accept the object will not satisfy either common sense or knowledge. Right? Because they're saying, oh, it's only the quality, so we don't have to worry about the thing, because that's the next thing, that's the point. The secondary that supports the primary, or at least helps it means its manifestation, then we say it's not important. right? Mm-hmm. Which is funny, because that support thing, that's the feminine aspect. Mm-hmm. But that's what everybody's mad after. You know, but we're very quick to write off the feminine. You know, we're looking for the masculine, mm-hmm. but we always mistake it for the feminine. And then we'll say the feminine's not important. So then what are you left with?
Nothing.
How do you say? Bupkis.
That's the right word.
Yeah. Bupkis. I'm not sure the actual deep etymological meanings, but it basically means nothing.
A variation of zip?
Yeah, it's a variation of zip. Yeah. So the Dharma of objects has three states: dormant, evident, and perverted. So this also makes it more easily. Right? On striking a match, fire appears. Fire exhibits three energies: light, heat, and burning power. Simultaneously, fire is cognized. Right? It means when you see the light, heat, and fire, right, that burning element, that burning power, then you say, this is fire. Right? But if you don't see that, you know, you strike the match, no light, no heat, right, no burning power, then you'll say that you won't say this is fire. Right? In other words, the object is known through its dharma. Right? The dharma of those specific qualities. So does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So that means the masculine principle is the dharma. Right, because it says Krishna is Dharma. Right, he is religion. So that means then the forms and activities, those thing qualities that are taken, that manifest it, that's the feminine aspect. So that's the creator and the created, Shakti Shaktiman. Right, means you can appreciate Shaktiman through the Shakti. Right, does that make sense? Yeah.
When we talk about subject, verb, object, generally in that scheme, the masculine is the subject, and
yes,
the feminine is the object.
Yes.
But it seems like it's flipped around here in that the object is the masculine and the qualities that inhere in that object.
But that's only in principle they're directed at the object. It's only the principle aspect, how it's working is there.
Mm-hmm.
So the actual form of it, then it's not. It means those things are manifest through. Right? In other words, there's that form of the match that can manifest fire. And by striking it, then you can get that manifestation. So the principle, in other words, means you have the external, but then you have the actual internal.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, means if you have the husband and wife, who's telling who what to do? The wife tells the husband. But in actuality, who is the actual creating environment of that security that the wife can do that? Right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So the one has to be admitted and the other one is rarely admitted. Right? But if the one is admitted, the other can occasionally be admitted. Not too often. You don't want to spoil the guy. Otherwise then the mode of ignorance comes up, he becomes lazy and useless, right? So therefore you have to find the balance. You understand? So that means is the masculine is looking for that variety and that manifestation, that taste that's in the feminine. The feminine is looking for that security, that shelter that's in the masculine. Right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, men have things. To them, they're just things. Right? And they don't find the security in the things. They're their own security. Right? Those are just fun. You know, women have the senses, know what to do with the senses, how to create things, how to create all that. But they need the security. So the man has things, but what do you do with them? Women know what to do with them, but they need that security. So therefore it matches. The two go together. You have to have both of them. So if you don't understand this nature, you don't know how it works. And then to say, oh, it's not like that, we're devotees, we're not this body, that means an idiot. That's all. It's that simple. Because they don't know the object, and they can't tell the qualities. They don't know what it is. Because the point is even you can say, okay, this is female, okay? You know, anatomically correct, so this is female. But they don't know the qualities that actually make it female, so you don't actually see a female. Right? It means if you look at the woman, you see a political issue. That's not a woman. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing, is you're not seeing what's feminine. You're just seeing here, do this, or rights, or this, or that. That's just skills. So what about the woman doing the skills? So it's very, very impersonal. Though they're saying, no, we're the personal ones. No, you're not. Because the point is you don't care about the individual woman. You care about the concept of women. But you don't even know what women are. And in this case, of course, generally the men don't know, but I'm talking about the women. Most women don't know what women are. If you explain it, then bang, yeah, they know it. They don't say it. But many don't know. And so they don't know how to function. So the point is something according to its nature gets its results. You know what I'm saying? The guy does something stupid and he makes a grin. Do you let him off the hook? No. Maybe if he's 8 years old, but if he's not 8 years old, no. Now, if the woman does something stupid and she smiles, does she get off the hook? Yes. And it's expected. It's just the way it works. Right? You're supposed to respond to that. Why? Because that's the feminine nature. Right? Because what's the purpose of doing anything on the material platform? Happy women. Right? So if they're happy, then you kind of, the situation isn't so bad. You have to drop it. You understand? So these things are not understood. So then to say, no, they're equal. No, they're not. They're totally different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They go only the... I mean, it means in your romantic kind of concept in the, you know, in old France, then that was appreciated, right? You know, there's that saying, "Oh, victory, all glory to the difference." You know that one? Yeah, yeah. So that's the thing. They know there's a difference, and so the men act as men attached to women, and the women act, you know, as women who, you know, control men, and everybody's happy, right? Because they know that's the way it works. It's the other countries that get all, you know, weird about it. And so then they can't get anything to work right. Like that. Is that one?
Yes.
Maharaj, about the Dharma of objects, it appears that the material object is very obvious. But Dharma of the soul, although it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely, it's very hidden.
Yeah, I mean, it needs that purity, it needs that grace of the Lord. So by following that process of self-realization, the Lord allows one to be, you know, inspired in that way, as Ramanuja was saying. That Lord, by His blessing, one becomes mumukshu, one who's interested in, you know, knowing the science, you know, the spiritual, the difference between matter and spirit. So it's by His grace that one has that interest. So that aspect is there. But even here is that the external forms that you see, if it's dead matter, generally it's fairly well known, you know, or at least somebody knows. But in people, then we don't generally bother. We try to deal with them as we deal with the, you know, dead matter. You know, saying, you know, the car, something breaks, you just get in there and take the wrench and this and that and fix it. You know, so when the wife's upset, you just kind of get in there and fix it. But it doesn't work like that.
You know? Fix the car, she said.
Hmm?
Fix the car.
Yeah, fix the car. You know. Yes.
It says here we can know fire by its qualities. It's, you know, like heat and light. And it says here a quality of a soul, the inherent quality is love.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know the specifics of that. Like, are there, what are the, like say, heat is very, it's concrete, like that's how we can know it. So, like, how do we know something is love? Like, what are those specific, like almost nameable things that we can know? Oh, this is love, this is not.
There's attraction, there's attachment. Those are pretty standard.
That's like a, quality of love.
Those are how love is manifest.
Yeah, how love is manifest.
Point is you see, you know, the mother dog and the puppies. What do you see? Their interaction. You know, the puppies like to be around, they're happy, the mother kind of, you know, takes some care. You know? Does that make sense? So that doesn't make sense.
I mean, yeah, they're around each other, but I don't...
You can't see their attraction and attachment?
So that's what it boils down to?
Can you see that? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's because it's the inherent nature of the soul. So you understand there's a soul in there. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, you get one of those Japanese robot dogs and get another Japanese robot dog. They couldn't care less about each other. Why? Because there's no soul.
Attraction and attachment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that. And interaction.
It seems like it's often mistaken, though. Like, attraction, it's mistaken for love, but really it's lust or... You know,
yeah, no, that's there, but that's why it says perverted. Dormant, evident, perverted. It means you have the natural and then you have the perverted form. But the activity is the same. Right? Does that make sense? That's the thing, is the mechanical aspects in principle remain the same. They don't change. What changes is the consciousness. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. On providing, oh, okay. After appearing, they are evident. Okay, it means after the energy. Okay, before appearing, the energies or qualities are dormant. After appearing, they are evident. Right? In other words, in the match, there's the dormant potential of fire. So you have to know what's the dormant, what's the actual thing, and then the dormant. On making their appearance, the energies may take a healthy or perverted state depending on the conditions. Right? Once they manifest, it can be proper or improper. If fire contacts wood, all the dharmas are nourished and exhibit themselves fully. In contact with some other items, the fire may burn but not give light. Or the fire may give light but not may not burn. The state of giving light is perverted. Right? Does that make sense? Like sometimes you have the thing, it just flares up and then goes out, but it doesn't stay, or there's no heat from it. You know, or it's just sitting there burning and smoldering, but you don't get any light from it. Mm-hmm. Right? Every object has its essential quality or dharma, and by various sub-characteristics, vritti, the dharma manifests. Okay. When the essential dharma manifests through one vritti, but becomes perverted, all the other vrittis take a perverted form. But there is thus a perversion of the dharma. Right? So if one thing goes, then we can say that there'll be a problem with the whole thing. So now the question is that something that's stable, or is that something that's transitory? Right? Because based on that, we'd say, see, they do something wrong, everything's wrong. Mm-hmm. But is that something that's going to stay or not? Because your decision is going to be permanent.
It'll be fine.
Shastra, Guru Sadhu and Shastra.
No, if it's permanent.
The particular entity, how they're going to respond.
So we should see the past, present, and maybe future?
Yeah. It means otherwise then... Why leave? That's what I say. The point is everybody likes to be the leader, but the point is the responsibility and knowledge that comes along with it is very great. So that's not really wanted to be dealt with. You know, we just want the position of authority, because then we see options for ourselves. So it's only facility, it's not responsibility. Like that. If we see the responsibility, then, you know, facility automatically comes. But if we see facility and not responsibility, then it won't work. It'll always fall apart. So that's generally, people see the opportunities there. They don't look at what you're actually supposed to do. When the Dharma is without an object, Vishaya, to which to direct itself, it is dormant. When it finds its object, it becomes evident. When it finds an unsuitable object, it becomes perverted. Right? So now here's the point of the perversion. It's an unsuitable object. So in other words, their effort is... It doesn't make sense.
I was just saying, wow.
Yeah, that's the Acharyas. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's so simple. But there's unlimited explanation. So the point is it's an unsuitable object. That means that particular endeavor or the qualities are being applied at the wrong object. So you simply have to change the object. You can't change the nature. You have to change where the object is. So that's the point. If something goes wrong, or something's not, that means it's being applied in the wrong area.
All right, that reflects to that the previous discussion that if you're doing something which is not your nature, it doesn't satisfy you.
Yes. Yeah, because it's the wrong object, so it's perverted. Like that. Yes.
Or another application could be when the dharma of femininity finds the vishaya or object of masculinity, then it can fully manifest. But until then, it's kind of like you're saying, half-half.
Yeah, or it's dormant. Yeah. Or you know, after a while it starts to get... gets wild.
I could also say that taking shelter in the material world will be the improper.
Yeah, that's the improper application of love. In other words, love is the inherent dharma of the living entity. So when it finds as this object the material world, then it will be perverted. So you can say it's one thing is perverted, so everything connected with that will be perverted. Right? But it doesn't mean where it's the proper object. That's what we were saying before. When Ashwatthama applies his brahminical intelligence into his studies and into his brahminical endeavor, we see he's very brahminical. But when he applies it into, you know, improper warfare, then it becomes perverted. So in other words, who's able to come up with that plan? Yeah, he's smart that he can come up with it, but the problem has been misapplied. So the point is, it's not, okay, now he's ruined, because when it's applied in the proper area, it works. So it's a matter of taking it from that, putting it back to his proper.
But there's,
in other words, he shouldn't be on the battlefield.
But it is saying that if Brahman like takes liquor, for example, he drops to Shudra permanently, or just...
It's as long as he's interested in Shudra. I mean, he's interested in liquor.
So same as with Ashwatthama. As long as he was doing
something. No, but it doesn't say that by doing that it drops into the platform of Shudra. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Means it's an impious act, and you'd have to see, is that one that drops him from his caste or this or that. So you could take that, but the point is if you actually understand the science, then it's a matter of situating him properly, then you get... So it's much better to have Ashwatthama as a Brahmin than as a Shudra. Right? Now, when Ashwatthama... You know, not in this coming Kali Yuga, but the Kali Yuga after. When he sits down as the Vyasadeva and compiles the Vedic literature, he'll do a good job because he's a Brahmin. Right. Say. So that's what he should be doing. Does that make sense? Yeah.
So then the question comes, whose dharma is it
to see? Is he yours or is he mine? it's the same culture, other side of the ocean.
Whose dharma is it to see that the other's dharma I engage properly?
In practical, the kshatriya. In understanding, the Brahman. Anything else?
That's why you mentioned that when discussions about Vanashrama brought up, the Brahman should be brought to discuss.
It should be Brahmins and kshatriyas discussing it. You know, what they're talking about overall in the field, and the high-end Vaishyas could also take part. You know, Vaishyas that basically act like Kshatriyas. Then it can take part. But others, it's not necessary in the beginning. Once you have a formula, then you can add others. Because when it comes down to applying something, then you won't have a wide range. But you see the wide range is it starts with the qualified Brahmins. Otherwise, then it's just going to be sentiment and feelings and this and that. You know what I'm saying?
Om Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Srila Prabhupada ki Samavita Bhaktivedanta ki Jaina Jai Gaura Prema. Is there more of this, sir?
Well, there's not so many questions on the bhava, but whenever dharma got mentioned.
Yeah. No, it's just there. But this is, you know, the technical thing, so it's just working there. 2, 3, 6, 7.